You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1453 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, yo?
So the Miss Tracy version of the show will be starting today.
Guess what I'm going to read about?
Stories in Kentucky?
Ghost in the Kentucky Headhunters Rehearsal House.
Oh, okay.
Let's all go down to do Miss Walker. Yeah. Let's all go.
I don't think the yeah is actually in their song, their
down
version.
Down to do Miss Walker. Okay. This is actually in Metcalf County. We have a rehearsal house up above my grandparents' house here in western Metcalf County. It's where my dad and the other Kentucky headhunters used to practice when I was little. And
so
they
his,
still
so
do.
So his dad's a Kentucky headhunter.
I guess so. And they still do practice here. They also wrote many of their songs in this house. My grandmother Young let them have that house when Dad, who is Richard, and his brother Fred was just very young. They called it the practice house. This whole practice house became a very famous institution when the headhunters won all their Academy Awards. Nice. Dad used to tell stuff about this woman who burned up in this house. The house didn't burn. She was Ellen Brody, who just caught on fire in the kitchen at the stove and burned until she died right there in the house.
Wasn't that Chief Brody's wife's name on Jaws? Wasn't her name Ellen Brody?
I think it was, actually. He also said that in this same house, a man hanged himself. They say that you can still see their spirits up there in the house. Dad said that when the headhunters were kids, they began their initial practice sessions right there in the house. They felt really creeped out about some things that they saw and heard. They said that they all could see things like black shadows and stuff like that. I've got my own music band now. I'm 14 years old. It's a rock and roll group, and we go up there on weekends and practice. If we stay real late, like past midnight, you start seeing stuff. And you get this eerie feeling like you're being watched, just like passing a graveyard in the middle of the night. And man, did that make us, we get up out of there. We can't, because we're so scared.
I'd rather go back in there.
I know.
You know, because you would think if they get scared out once, it'd be like, well, I'm not going back in there.
I know. But, you know, it could be a house of hits.
A house of hits.
The house up there in that yard, man, is a trip. It's the greatest house to ever be in because there's just too many creepy things happening up there. So, there you go.
I wonder how old that book is. Well, that book I don't think is that old. So, I'm wondering how old that kid is now.
Oh, I don't know. Is this a, when is it in the back or the front?
It should be in the very front. It should tell you when it was copyrighted in the first couple pages. You'll usually have a copyright date, but... Yeah, so I don't know. But if that kid was 14 and that book's not that old, I mean, he could be somebody we could keep an eye out for coming up.
Yeah.
Or that book could be 10 years old.
Oh, no, 2001.
Well, 2001.
So, yeah.
So if that kid was 14 then, like that was 22 years ago.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, he'd be like 35, 36, so who knows? We'll have to look him up and see.
Yeah, for his owl.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps up this edition. And we'll be back tomorrow with another one.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 1454 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hi.
It's Tracy. You've got another...
This is not Tracy.
Well, yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
So I think you've got... You've got another Kentucky story to do for us today to round up this week.
It's called A Host of Unknown Humorous Family Ghost.
Nice.
And this is in Henderson County.
Okay. You know where that's at?
No.
I believe Henderson County is right below Evansville on the Kentucky side.
Indiana.
Over by
oh.
Madisonville and all that, I think.
Okay. I was adopted and was raised in Louisville, later brought into Henderson County. Whenever I was on my grandfather's farm, there was always a creaking and rocking strange things that happened all the time. They always said it was ghosts from the cemetery, and I was under 3 years old at the time, so what did I know?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm like three, so. Then when I was Then when I was three, not under three, but when I was three, my parents bought a house in Henderson on Main Street. There was a man there who was shot on the corner of the street. He passed away in the house we had bought. When I grew up, the house was always mainly dominated by young men talking and carrying on about moving things around the house and pulling down the drapes that my mom had put up. So she was always mad because they would always pull her drapes down. They would just do pranks and tricks and different things. My dad would always tell me to get off the phone and go to sleep. Well, I was never on the phone. It wasn't me.
Shaggy. The Shaggy defense.
It wasn't me. Well, things would get so far out of hand, such as my school books disappearing or flying across the room, or somebody sitting down on the bed tickling my ears, and other things that would keep me from going to sleep.
I will say school books disappearing and school books flying across the rooms are two totally different levels of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know? All right, I'd say, you all just come on out and get me. Come on.
She's Zach Bagans?
Huh? Like Zach Bagans, yeah. Later on, I got married and moved to a couple of other houses, and these ghost-like things didn't seem to follow me. But when I bought this older house that was built in 1865, they were always around. They'd run into me. Sometimes, if I'm upset, they'd say something. They'll come in and calm me down for a little bit. Well, that's kind of nice.
She thinks these are the same ghosts from the earlier house?
I don't think so.
Because I start to say, why would they just skip a house?
Yeah, I think these are the ghosts from where he moved into the 1865 house.
Girl, I would move there, but I got allergies to those kind of pine trees you got in the yard. I'll wait till you move.
They also have locked me out of the house. I've had this key from day one, and there's nothing wrong with this key. But they think it's funny. And then sometimes I'll walk right into them, or you can see a little puff go down on the bed. You can just feel them, and sometimes you can put things up and they'll move them. I have no idea who they are, but I do feel like they like me. They follow me. They are always with me. They were always with me on the farm, also there on Main Street, where I grew up. Then I didn't see them for a couple of years, but when I moved into Clay Street, they wound up there with me. At my new house.
Nice.
On Clay Street. And they're the same. They don't let anything hurt me, even though I've had washing machines to turn over on me. I have fallen off the roof. They caught me. Many other things have happened, and they take care of me. But they think it is hilarious when they move things on me, and it drives me crazy. You can hear them laughing.
I was going to say, what does she hear them laughing? How does she know they think it's hilarious?
Maybe they're members of my family from way back in the day. I even see them occasionally. They're young men, five of them.
Interesting.
It's weird.
One part reminded me of when we first started dating. I used to sometimes see a puff go down out of bed.
What the f*** is that supposed to mean?
A puff.
A puff of what?
Yeah, your hair. It's
a little puff. Oh, yeah. Nice save.
What else would I be talking about?
What else looks like a puff? My whole body. But nice save there at the end, bud. We're done with this story. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.